Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brad Garrett is joining us this morning, former FBI agent, as the federal government is moving closer to a possible national default. Some of the immediate impacts have been well documented. Chaos in financial markets, unemployment, a recession. But Brad, one of the lesser known impacts could actually affect public safety.
So if you think about the current House bill that I think passed the House, I don't think they think it would pass the Senate. But the point being, in that budget, there's a $17 billion cut in funding to federal law enforcement, the U.S. courts, and the U.S. prison system. If you think about the ripple effect of that, it could potentially cause the FBI to lay off 11,000 people. And it goes through every agency, including the courts, including the prison system. Think about if you start having to lay off guards. They don't have enough guards at many of these prisons anyway. It also can affect local law enforcement because the federal government funds through grants a lot of things that occur in Buffalo and other cities, from possibly money to hire additional police officers to training. I mean, it goes on and on and on. That could potentially disappear, certainly under this current budget proposal. But if we default, some of the things that need to get paid for won't get paid. And you're talking about maybe people leaving the federal government because they don't feel like their employment is stable anymore. And so the demoralizing impact of this is, in my view, really concerning. And some of these positions you just can't refill with somebody else. It's folks that may have years of experience in a particular expertise.
I mean, that's quite a mind shift, right, in perception. Oh, yeah. When it comes to government jobs, going from the safe option to a lot of uncertainty. Brad, it sounds like the real-life version of defund the police.
Well, it is kind of ironic, and of course, some Democrats have used that, saying that, you know, they complained about, folks on the left talked about, you know, back in 2020, et cetera, of defunding the police, when in effect these bills majorly defund the police that are Republican driven. So, I mean, I get why people want to reduce the deficit. There is no doubt, but you can't do it in such a blunt force way.
June 1st is a week from today. I mean, if the nation defaults, would these impacts go right into effect in a week?
Well, some of them would. As far as the budget cuts, I mean, that's a bill in and of itself. But yes, if the FBI couldn't pay some of its bills, could it be forced to lay people off? And that would trickle down to, obviously, you know, prosecutors, courts, et cetera. And the answer is yes. If it went on for a prolonged period of time, it's a big, big problem.
The idea that this would go through every single agency, I mean, how quickly do these agencies kind of burn through the money that they have? I mean, is there any reserve there?
Well, I think there is perhaps some reserve, but if you look at how the government seems to be funded, which is, you know, it used to be for years, you'd get a yearly budget, you knew what you had, and you spent it accordingly under the rules and regulations of how it was given to you. They don't operate that way anymore. They tend to operate on, you know, 2 months, 6 months. I mean, Congress basically just sort of controls when they're going to fund the government and when they aren't. And, you know, that creates issues, I think, based on what you're asking me about what availability do you have financially to keep paying your bills.
We've been talking about the FBI and law enforcement. Would this also apply to the military?
Oh, of course. I mean, it could. I think Congress would say, you know, the military are off limits, but I just don't think that that's possible based on some of these budget cut proposals from soldiers getting paid on time. In fact, the DOD Secretary Austin has even talked about this, of big concerns of would his soldiers be paid in a timely way. I mean, think about that, what that could do to morale, because let's face it, a lower ranked enlisted person doesn't make that much money. And many of them are young, have kids, and basically live off check to check. And you can see where that could go quickly.
Regardless of what happens here and what the decision is, I mean, are the cuts coming no matter what the decision is here in a couple of weeks? Because you look at the long-term picture, and this is kind of raising attention once again to the deficit. Are people going to demand cuts one way or the other?
Well, certainly the Republicans seem to be holding on to that, in particular in the House. And so we'll see. But there has to, you know, there has to be a breaking point at some point. So we'll see what the compromise is. But, you know, I'm just not optimistic about this getting resolved in the short term.
Brad, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Take care.
Former FBI agent Brad Garrett.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.